Good morning, everyone. Today is the 31st of May, 2021, Memorial Day here in the United States. It was Victoria Day last Monday in Canada. But today, many people are worshiping the dead. That's what it is, isn't it? But anyway, when they went to the tomb of Jesus, the angels said to them, "He is not here, for he is risen." Well, this morning, there's a lot of people that are conditionalists. They want to put criteria on the completed work of Christ and call it something else. They want to call him a facilitator, that he facilitated something. They want to call it possibility, potential salvation. It's a conditional salvation based upon the works of man. God's salvation is not conditional. He was not a facilitator. He was an author and finisher. He was a completer. What he set out to do, he did. He said, "I will save my people from their sins," and he did it. That's why he came, to save his people from their sins. He wasn't just a facilitator. Jesus paid it all. And there's a lot of people that are conditionalists on when you talk about God and his sovereignty and providence. You know, I've been guilty of it myself, making statements like, God allowed something. God allowed something. Or, you know, God has a permissive will and the decretive will and this will and that will. God has one will. Counsel of God stand assured. He knows who are his. The foundation of God stand assured. He knows who are his. And also he works all things after the counsel of his own will. God is not a conditionalist. He's absolute. There are no maverick molecules. God is sovereign. God causes all things. I believe in the absolute predestination of all things. Well, do you believe that God is God, or do you believe that he's just a conditional God? "He that wavereth is like the wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that calleth you into the grace of Christ and to another gospel, which is not another. Though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever you are justified by the law, you have fallen from grace. You did run well, who did hinder you?" Well, all the promises of God are in him are yea and amen. That's the story of the truth of the gospel. God is absolute sovereign, and whatever he has decreed will most certainly come to pass, including all of the elect's salvation. God bless.